Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the
body punching?
I was hitting with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen?
And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were puffing and taking those punches.
Quality Beyonce Productions.
Making woman justice like,
Let's go, champ.
It's the champ. Keep sharing the champ. With the fake champ. It was Cali. Might make us go.
Yeah. With a fake champ back, getting him 300,000 ratings. With a fake champ. Yeah, we're back, baby. TBV, hashtag TBV podcast. Another spontaneous edition. I'm telling you, we are turning into a daily show. I want to thank all our patrons. Continue to subscribe to our Patreon and keep us motivated to do this day after day and talk. Big time boxing. That's what we're here to talk about. Deontay Wilder doing the unthinkable. I mean, my co-host goes down as a genius. The man said it. He said, hey, I'm envisioning big numbers for this one. I'm like, I don't know. But the numbers are in. The man has done it. Yes, the heavyweight champion of the world, the bronze bomber himself, has done it. Broken the million in over 3 years. I don't know. I'm not even gonna give you any more details because that's what Matt's for, to give you all the facts. I just make them sound good. So let's head on over to Golden State and bring in a co-host, the hippity hipster of all hunters.
Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck yeah. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When you the main thing is, I just know the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, yes. Here's where. We told him. We told him, we've been telling them for days now and ages now, that Wilder has some star power. We've been saying that forever, I feel like. And I know you didn't believe that he could break 1 million for this fight, but he's never dipped below 800,000. He's always done over 1 million plus, if not over 2 million, on regular basic cable. And now with his, you know, best fight to date, I knew he was going to break 1 million. I'm not shocked. If anything, I'm surprised he didn't do a little more, to be honest. Maybe there's something to do with the PED, the first time the fight was canceled. Maybe that, you know, hurt the promotion or the fight in a sense, but it was still big. It was the first fight to do over a million views on Showtime in 3 years. The last person to do that was Deontay Wilder himself again with Bermain Stiverne the first time they fought. So now we have a track record here of proven network TV commodity with Deontay Wilder. And all I have to say is, Eddie Hearn, you asked him to raise his profile. I think he's done it. Can't wait to chop it up with you, Ness, and the callers.
I think that the better question is, has he done it? Have Eddie answer that himself.
Yeah, but I assume Eddie will find a way to, you know, finagle out of that one, so to speak. I mean, Eddie is the master promoter. He can find a way, a narrative to flip it and excuse these ratings, in my opinion. If that is what they want to do.
Definitely. But, I mean, look, good thing is he did it. That's right. Yo, what does this mean at the negotiation table? Huh? What it means at the negotiation table, these American viewerships. I mean, it's not pay-per-views, Matt. We can't get too excited.
True. But I mean, we always compare. We don't, but often it's compared to an HBO card. There was an HBO card on the same day, same time, and that did literally half the numbers of a,
also a UFC card. So, I mean, he could have potentially done a lot better, but there was a lot of competing programming. UFC was on as well with a pay-per-view, right?
And the Fox prelims for that pay-per-view did like 900,000 in terms of viewership on Fox Sports 1. The pay-per-view, those numbers haven't come back yet, but I'm assuming they did somewhere between 150,000 pay-per-view buys to 300,000 pay-per-view buys, which is decent. So, yes, there's always things to take away from the spotlight. But if you're a star, you produce numbers. And producing the best numbers in the network for 3 years, that proves it. That proves some sort of commodity there with Deontay Wilder demolishing the HBO card and overall the bigger network that night.
Now you're saying for 3 years. Do you mean like in the past three? What exactly are you saying?
So January, I think it was 15th, was the Bermaine-Stiverne fight of 2015.
And no one's done a million since then?
Nope.
But this is only on Showtime, obviously.
Only on Showtime, obviously, yes.
And I know you did some of this research the other day, so name some of those names that came close to a million but not getting there.
Mikey Garcia, Adrian Broner was close. I believe it was it Adrian Broner versus...
Granados?
Yes, Granados. That was close as well.
Wasn't that like 693, something like that?
No, that was in the 800s. Those were in the 800s.
Okay.
Broner and Wilder have consistently done around 800 when they face, let's say, subpar competition. But I don't
I'm expecting Broner to do over a mil now with Jesse. That's a fight people are going to be interested in.
He brought the card stacked at Walter Davis and Jamal Charlo on it as well. Mm-hmm. That card would do over a million, I'm assuming, as well.
Well, let's be clear, though. I mean, no card has done a million in 3 years, so we can't just assume it's going to do it because
I'm going on the ledge. I'll go on
I'm just saying, we've seen good cards last year that didn't do it, you know?
True, but there's momentum right now. Momentum, like I've said, momentum's the biggest thing in sports.
We do have momentum, and obviously with these numbers coming in, Deontay has some momentum. Do you think that this steam carries over until March 31st when he's in the United Kingdom, in Cardiff, on Sky Sports, at the fight? Is all this going to play into that night?
In terms of like boosting the viewership of that card as well?
Well, I mean, the demand for the fight between the two.
Yeah, I don't think that card is going to do as good as this number just because of prime time. You know, the difference between prime time and non-prime time. You know, that card being around 5 p.m. Eastern. This card was around 10 p.m. Eastern in the U.S. There's a huge difference there. But I'm definitely thinking that AJ is going to do similar numbers to when he did Klitschko, which are his best on Showtime. You know, set a 650 to 750 range. Does this help push the overall narrative of them fighting? Yes, and God knows what happens on that night. If AJ goes out there and gets a great knockout and Wilder steps in the ring with him afterwards, I think that will be the spark that we needed, and that there was this overall momentum building to this fight happening. You know, I would say a week ago, 2 weeks ago, if you asked me, is AJ going to fight Gerald Miller or Deontay Wilder next, I would say Gerald Miller. Now, it may be different. Depending on my mood, if you ask me, I may say Deontay Wilder next. Because the narrative does seem to be pushing for this fight to happen. These numbers help that.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we do get it by the end of this year. I know that in the beginning, which is sad because we're literally only in March. And, you know, 2 months have gone by and we're already, our percentage on whether or not the fight will happen at the end of this year has increased, which is a good thing if you're a fight fan. And obviously the fight we're talking about is Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder. Joshua does have business to take care of March 31st with Joseph Parker. who does some interesting videos, Matt. I mean, I really enjoy the way that he sits around and records himself watching these fights. I've always admired any fighter that openly admits they watch tape, and our fight fans in general, because you get a lot of these guys that they are in the gym so long that they just get tired. They tell you they don't watch tape. They say they don't watch boxing. When they go home, they just want to be with the family. And I understand that. But, I mean, watching the sport is still learning the sport.
Yeah, and it's always nice to talk, let's say, like a Paulie, who's a genuine, deep, hardcore fan of the sport, knows a lot of people that, you know, even some hardcore fans don't know, and can able to articulate it. You know, fight fans, we love those fighters because we can connect with them. You know, they seem like one of us almost because they're a fan, you know, at the same time.
Well, man, I think that it's really final thoughts. This was just a quick report. This is coming from Nielsen's, right?
Well, yeah, the Nielsen Media Research obviously is the one that collects the data on the viewership for all these. Keith Idek from Boxing Scene is who reported it first. So we're, you know, let's give him credit.
And, I mean, you know, if you want to give anybody credit.
Bomb Squad!
The man did it. You know what I mean? 3 years. 3 years on Showtime.
And the last one to do it was him.
Hmm. Okay. So, Matt, you know what we're going to do before we go to the sponsors?
Yeah, what? What are we going to do?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
I was late. I didn't get to it in time. Just rub it in a little bit more. Yeah. The champ did it, baby. Ride with the champ. Ride with the champ. Ride with the champ. Let's go on out to the sponsors, and then to our callers. We got the number 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time if you want to voice your opinion here on Deontay Wilder, the Bronze Bomber, coming in at 1.1 million viewers. Matt, is that peak average? What? I mean, come on. Give us some stats.
Average. Average. I always mention the average.
Damn, so the peak was higher.
I think the peak was like 1.3.
That would have looked sexier in the title, I'm just saying.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
We're going out to Randall in Tampa, Florida. What's going on, brother? Florida, the home of Border Wars 3. Head on over to theboxingvoice.com, click on that banner, and check out what Border Wars is all about. Randall, talk to us. A milli. The man has done it. Randall, cat got your tongue. Oh.
Did Matt. You? No, you didn't.
Did you ever take him off mute, Matt?
I thought you did. You
do. Randall, are you there?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
How
man.
Are
long
you, Randall?
Time, no, yeah.
I know it's been a long time, bro.
I'm
damn.
Doing good, man. Yeah, man. Life has changed since I was calling back. But hey, man, I watched about.
I hope for the better, my friend. I hope for the better.
Yes, yes, yes. I watched it like 6 times, so I need to get all my views. But man, that was a hell of a fight. Hey, thank y'all guys for that documentary y'all did. Great work. Y'all keep it up, man.
Well, all right, Randall, thank you for calling in. I guess he said that was his take, Matt. He watched it 6 times, so he's definitely part of that milli. Let's go out to the 310-703-310-703, first-time caller. 310-703-310-703, first-time caller.
Oh, yeah, 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 that's me. Yeah, first-time caller.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and play this first-time caller intro. Let the world know your name and where you're calling from, all right?
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
I'm Chris Hearn from West LA, Los Angeles. And shout out to the Boxing Voice, doing a hell of a job. I think that y'all was talking about Anthony Joshua versus Deontay Wilder. I just think that fight might not happen this year because Tyson Fury might come back and look good, and then Eddie Hearn going to try to give Anthony Joshua another fight. Then they're going to do the Tyson Fury fight. They're going to avoid the Deontay Wilder fight. I don't really think they want to play with Deontay.
Yeah, that's my theory too, man. That is my theory too. Listen, Chris, thanks for calling in East LA. We're going to go out to the 912-223. 912-223. Who's this first time caller? 912-223. Going once, twice. Thank you for calling in. We're going to go out to our boomerang, no intro, on a bat phone. Jose, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, man? Good day to not be doing shit, I guess. Just be listening to you guys. So it's a great day, man. You know what? That fight truly does stand on its own. It was an amazing fight, man. There's no question about it. I know I've had a little bit of, you know, back and forth with people. I honestly think that that's like the best fight I can remember, man, in the last 10, 15 years of boxing. Just the emotions, the up and downs of the fight itself, man. There's one thing that people don't realize, man. Wilder was losing that fight. I guess not on the scorecards, because that's one thing we didn't touch on. They were going to rob Ortiz. But Wilder was losing on the scorecards in what I thought was my opinion, and a lot of people thought that. He was actually able to come back and get that knockout, man. Like, it was an amazing fight. It had way more emotion than Klitschko and Joshua, man. I thought it was just a thing of beauty. So congrats to him. Good on Showtime too, because they actually showed that fight in bars here in Canada. I even saw it like on a regular channel. So I mean, HBO never does that, right? So it was sharing that night with the UFC fight, and I think the fight just started getting so good that more and more people just started watching it, right? So it's just an amazing thing. Props to Wilder. You know, he's a true champion, and hopefully this is what's going to launch his superstardom. And I can't wait, man. Bigger and better things for the Bomb Squad. WBC champion, from one WBC champ to another, man. Congrats to you, Wilder. I know you're listening, bro. Good job. Peace.
Bomb Squad!
We're going to the 760-672. 760-672. First time caller?
Hey, what's going on there? Oh, no, it's Sam. What's going on from Norwalk, Connecticut?
Sam, what's going on, brother?
Hey, man, the fight was awesome. I was there. I was in the building, and I was on my feet. And I'll tell you, just like you was, that seventh round, I was, like, very nervous and scared. But the crowd started yelling Ortiz, and, you know, I did a demand show about how to make Wilder a pay-per-view star, and this is the way to do it, right here.
Well, all right, Sam. Thanks for calling in. Sam was the one that asked how to make him a pay-per-view star. He did that on demand. Thank you to Sam for purchasing it on demand. Remember, you guys can do the same by heading on over to theboxingvoice.com/on-demand. Put together your own show. I don't know. Maybe you want to have the hipster break down Butterbean because he was such a great heavyweight.
Please,
Matt,
don't.
You know what isn't getting a lot of steam? Not the time or the place, but Garcia Lipinitz, no one cares. Keeping it moving on the phone lines. Going out to the 309-749. 309-749. First time caller?
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and play this first time caller intro. You introduce yourself to the world. Let them know where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Yeah, I'm calling from Illinois. My name is Joe Wyatt.
Talk to us, Joe. How do you feel about this 1.1 million viewers for this heavyweight fight between the Bronze Bomber and King Kong Ortiz?
Shit, man. It gets my fucking 3-inch cock rock solid. You know what I mean? So if any of y'all want to fucking put your mouth on it.
Oh. Whoa.
Yo, you know what? When he said come on YouTube. When he said Joe Wyatt, I was like, hey, no one's actually named Joe Wyatt. And I'm like, this
yo, is the big league.
And then he said 3-inch cock. I'm like, oh, okay, here we go.
But this is the big leagues. We're getting pranked.
Yo, but Joe, you can do like, you can hide your caller ID.
Yo, they're getting smart too. They're using the apps to give you an actual number, Matt. They're making you work.
They're making you work.
No more block callers. Let's go out to 508. He's probably a
Georgie. That's Georgie.
Caller as well.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't play Showtime to see you all there, not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see two motherfuckers just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that form I do? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Man, what a great show. Thumbs up, donate. Yo, what's happening, people? Listen, brother, we got to talk about these numbers. Man, let me appeal at your intellect, buddy. Whatever is remaining. You know Showtime was, they had free preview this weekend, right?
Okay.
Every time they got one of these fucking cards, I've been paying for Showtime for a minute, but every time they have any of these cards, happen to be one of those big fights. So when we start fucking glamorizing the 100 fucking, the million figures, is it really a fucking million because people paying or what?
I would assume so.
What are we taking from this number?
I think we're taking this number.
Huh?
So are you saying that people, that the 1.1 million people didn't watch it,
what
Georgie?
What the number mean? What the million means? That's what I want to know.
Then, Georgie, have a counterpoint. You don't have a counterpoint.
You're free, but they had a
Georgie, hold on. Georgie.
West.
Georgie, hold on. You don't have a counterpoint. All you're doing is just making a wild speculative question. Do you have an actual fact? Do you have an actual
statistic? What is wild? I'm telling you that they had a free preview on the East.
And how many people signed up through that free preview?
That's the thing as Spain.
People.
You're talking about a 50 million view. What it means?
How many people? How many people signed up through the free preview?
Huh?
How many people signed up?
Or something. I'm telling you, there was a free preview. And they had a free preview on these fucking fights, and I've been watching it on Showtime. And I paid Showtime for that, to have exclusivity. But if they're going to count these fucking numbers and people watching for free, and that's a dumb question, then fuck you.
Georgie, again, how many people signed up for free?
I don't know.
Exactly.
You got the numbers?
No.
But did you get the numbers?
No.
Okay, then. So what the fuck are we talking about this million, then?
Yo, you can probably find a free sign-up on anything at any point in time. Are we gonna judge everything now? Come on, man. Let's get out of here.
Well, okay, whatever, man. I won the argument. So everybody out there, I'm outie.
Yeah, you won the argument by making a question. You have no evidence. You have no facts. Tinfoil hat, motherfucker. Come on.
Yo, that's hilarious. That's why I don't even talk when he calls. I just let him go because he never makes sense to me. He just doesn't. It's like, oh, every time Showtime does good numbers, they're giving away free previews.
And it's like every time they have good attendance, oh, they give out free tickets.
Yeah, it's only negative. And then the thing is, if you're going to say at least that, you know, someone that the numbers are screwed, it's right. Like, you should at least have the amount of signups that signed up so that you could at least say, well, look, it wouldn't have been a million if these 300,000 free Showtime signups didn't sign up. Then you have something, but you're just like, oh, didn't they have a free preview?
Mafias.
They had a free preview, man. And if they have a free preview, why we talk about these numbers? That's crazy. 424, you're up. 424-806.
Oh, no. You skipped like five people. What are you doing? What are you doing, Ness?
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Come on. You skipped Johnny. You skipped 860. You skipped Edward from Alabama.
Johnny. Yeah. When you run your own way. Yeah. It was like a Jamaican singer almost sound like your name, but it's not. Matt, you know what I'm talking about?
Sure, man. Let's just go to a Johnny. Let's just go, man.
Isn't it like... Oh, man, whatever. Yo, I bet you if we get it, everybody will be like, yo, it does sound like that.
Yo, we're good, man. We're good. Let's just go to the caller.
It's such a hate. If I say he sound like the Migos, you want to talk about it.
Sure, but we're not talking about that. So, to a Johnny.
Hello, Johnny.
Yo, yo, yo. First time caller. South Georgia in this bitch.
Wait, first time caller, but Matt has you down as a Johnny.
I know, because I'm that great of a producer.
I'm in the chat all the time. I be in the chat, so I don't know.
Damn, Matt sees though. The future.
I don't get the intro?
Well, yeah, you get the intro. Go ahead. Hold on. I just want to explain how I got this. Because Johnny was like, hey, did you guys go to me? I was on the other line. I'm like, oh, he must be the 912 number.
Oh, Matt, yeah. So smart.
Yeah. Yeah, I was on the other line.
Matt, check it out. Let's go to a Johnny.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Hey, yo, this is Johnny out of South Georgia. My first time calling in. I've been a big fan of this show for a while. Been meaning to call in for a while, but I be into a lot of shit. So I be missing a lot of y'all shows. But I want to talk about the Wilder Ortiz fight, man. Wilder showed a whole bunch of heart. You know what I'm saying? My nigga came through. Like, I know he would. Biggest test yet. He passed it. He dropped Ortiz, what, like 3 times? And he only been out once in his career? That's big. That's big shit. Ortiz ain't no slack. But, yeah, man, I've been a big fan of this show, man. I just, y'all really slick turning me into like a hardcore boxer fan. Cause I've been a super casual fan for most of my life. Y'all, like, I just following y'all channel and y'all episodes, man. Like, I be following boxing like a motherfucker right now. So, big shout out to y'all, what y'all doing, man. And as far as the numbers go, man, that's good, man. That's even more ammo, man. Like, cause if AJ want to fight Gerald Miller after this, after those numbers, like, Eddie Hearn can't really come up with an excuse to justify that shit. It's going to look like a straight duck, plain and simple. But, yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Shout out to y'all. Keep doing y'all thing, man. And, yeah, I just want to let people know, man, I'm African-American. I'm not African. People thought I was African in the chat trying to make some goddamn jokes and shit. Nah, nigga. American. I'm Georgia. I'm out.
Yo, what happened? Yo, right now is hot to be from Africa, baby. Wakanda forever. What you talking about? It's popping. But he made some good points, man. That was a good call. Let's head on out to Clayton on Skype.
Hello.
Sir.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, nice one, man. Yeah, long time listener. First time caller.
Perfect. We're going to go out to the first-time caller intro. I'll play it. You let the world know your name, where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Yeah, it's Clayton from Birmingham, England. I'm currently on holiday in Morocco. Been listening for about, 7 years now. But yeah, it was a great fight. Great, great fight. Deontay proved the critics wrong. And yeah, I thought Ortiz would win the fight, but yeah, I was surprised. He did a great job. I think he's gonna take Wilder in the fight. I mean, Joshua in this fight, to be honest. What do you guys think?
I'm riding with you. We on the same bandwagon. I don't know about Matt though. Matt might want to be a hipster and pick Joshua just to have all the fans be his friend for a week.
That's not the hipster pick, is Joshua. The hipster pick will be Wilder. I'm kidding.
I don't know.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, I just wanted to make it short and sweet.
Well, thank you for calling in. Obviously, Clayton, we appreciate it. First time caller, long time listener. Always great to hear that news. Let's go back out to Connecticut, 860. Talk to us. First time caller. 508-860-508.
Yeah, that's me.
All right, you're up.
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller. So basically, I just wanted to say that I thought it was I think Wilder needs to get on some type of talk show. I know this is kind of off topic, but he I saw AJ on some British talk show sitting next to Tom Hanks and the girl from Game of Thrones or whatever. I just think like America needs to get behind their champion and his promoter needs to do a better job. get him on some type of talk show or like commercial or whatever. Like, I don't know, just promote him a little better. Cause once people start finding out that there's an American champion that's 40-0 that's knocking people out in the first round, they'll get behind him. So that's all I got to say.
Hold on, caller.
I mean, as far
as caller, what's your name and where you're calling in from?
Oh yeah, it's Zach and C, and from Connecticut.
Zach, man,
from,
thank you.
Windsor, Connecticut.
Thanks for calling in, Zach in Connecticut. We're gonna go out to Edward in Alabama. Talk to us.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate taking the call. I just want to say, like, I'm proud of Deontay Wilder. I'm glad the numbers are coming in good. And reality of the situation is, AJ and them keep comparing this type of situation. I feel like the reality is this: if you fight this world champion, that's gonna be the biggest money. And you know, a lot of guys are talking about, well, let's start promoting him. He's actually right. You know, he's getting on First Take. His face is getting out there. You can't miss this man. He's 6'7", knocks people out. I mean, there's opportunity there. I don't know how much money they're invested in him, but, like, you know, I didn't see, like, no regular commercials or anything like that. But as far as George, you talking about with the free Showtime weekend, yo, man, that might have been just in your market, man. That's, like, irrelevant information because at the end of the day, somebody's still watching the fight. So it is what it is. That's my call.
All right, Edward, thanks for calling in. Hey, Mr. Boxing today, I hope you're checking out that Cassius Chauncey heavyweight interview. I know you're invested in that division. We're going out to our boomerang, Jose in Canada. Talk to us, brother.
Yo, guys, I was just to that point, man. What George is saying is wrong, man, because, well, that's exactly why Showtime's kicking the shit out of HBO, man, because they're smart enough to pair up a free offering with this big fight, man. So his point is just dumb, man. Like, I don't understand what he's trying to say. He's trying to hate or he's trying to diminish what they're doing. A view is a view, whether it's free or whether it's on, like, you know, a premium network, man. So I don't understand what he's saying. It's the fight itself that sold it. And if Showtime was smart enough to piggyback that and expose new viewers to their, you know, to their platform, then we should be taking our hats off to them. They're geniuses, right? So, again, don't understand what Georgie was saying. Just wanted to touch point on that. That's it.
All right. But, Matt, to play devil's advocate, I do get what Georgie's saying. It's like, if this wasn't a free preview, would there be a million? And yes, they're innovative enough, Showtime is, to offer free previews with big fights. But how many of those free preview signups are actually sticking around? What Georgie and many may not know is that when you sign up, you do put your email. So remember, email these days are powerful. Email marketing, people are making thousands of dollars based off a good
sign up, even for a free trial. You still have to put in your credit card information. And if after those, you know, 1 week.
No. I don't think you got to do that. No.
Yeah. Come on, man. They.
Nah, this isn't a free trial cancel, call and cancel, is it?
Dude, every free trial is like that, where it's after a week or after a month or whatever, they start charging you if you don't change it. Come on.
All right. Well, to everybody in our live chat, I just dropped our link there to Patreon if you were interested or wondering what it was about. Definitely snoop over, check it out. And since you're on the live chat, don't forget there is a super chat option now on Android and on iPhone. Let's keep these phones line moving. We got Scorsese in Skype. What up?
Yeah, so like I saw the numbers too in my first thought. Well, first of all, the caller said it looked like Wilder will be ducked if they don't make that fight at all. First and foremost, you got to negotiate to duck. And so far, I haven't liked what Wilder's been doing in negotiation. In the public, at least, as far as like that 50-50 and then that 90-10, but you take it in a rematch, like, you just ain't going to be in a place to set the terms. Like, you got to take the terms and say, okay, 20, 30, whatever it may be. Like, what does 1.1 million mean as far as the split? Like, because you know, if the UK has a fight in Vegas, they're going to show up 20,000, whatever. You know, if they have a football stadium fight in the UK, Wilder might not have a fan in the building. So it's like, you know, what does the split mean? I mean, what do the numbers
mean?
Well,
that's not true. First of all, that's assumption. Secondly, when Errol Spence went to the UK to fight Kell Brook, there were plenty of fans, plenty of YouTube reporters went over there.
I get the media.
Scorsese, you have to realize, if you're a bigger U.S. TV commodity, you bring that over to the U.K. still because you get U.S. TV rights, and that's a check. So you get Showtime paying you regardless. So if it's a big fight, they will pay it more. They're going to pay for Wilder Joshua more than Joshua Klitschko, more than Joshua Parker.
Well, if they take $100 million, if they saying it's $100 million fight, what's the split? What's the split?
And no one said 90-10 either, by the way.
Yeah, Wilder did say that out of his mouth. He said, if I take 90, if you take 90 and you want to give me 10, sure, and I'll take that in the rematch, but you got to agree to take that in the rematch. He did say that. That was out of his own mouth. And that's the type of thing. I don't trust him.
That wasn't a real contract offer. Come on, man.
And it doesn't matter. Eddie Hearn said he likes it. Doesn't matter. No.
Eddie Hearn said what?
Eddie Hearn said he likes it. He said, call me, baby.
He's the one to call me.
Okay.
Well, if I didn't hear that part, but if
go to iFilm London, go to the iFilm IFL TV and check out the interview with Eddie Hearn. It's there.
Okay. If that's really what he means, he said that's the off he wants. Him and Finkel like to show things now. We see that Mr. Finkel or whoever. Well, show that, because I don't trust as far as what you've done in the media with that. I don't like that. And he make me feel like Pacquiao used to do. Like Ty Brink and Pacquiao used to do with Floyd Mayweather, and they didn't seem like serious on making that fight. They was making commercials but had turned down a 50-50 offer before, and drug testing was a problem. I don't like that stuff. So if he really about that, if he's about that, get that split right, and we'll see that perfect.
But if who's about it? So are you insinuating that Deontay should send Eddie Hearn a contract stating, "Yo, I'm willing to take 10%"?
He said that. That's what you
man,
just said.
Shut Eddie the fuck Hearn up, bro. Like, come on, man. Your time is up. This guy is crazy. He does this. This is the same guy that called in saying Sean Porter and Keith was a whack fight, bro. Like, I don't even know why we take this dude seriously, bro. I don't even know what is so wrong in his life that he always finds the negative in everything. Like, what's wrong in your life, bro?
Well, it's just weird to compare Wilder to the Pacquiao situation, which you, in your own words, Corsese said, denied 50-50 and drug testing. That's not the case.
No, and I get it, bro. He wants to be that guy that upsets people, and he's probably laughing right now as he's muted. He's fucking rolling over, taking a tote. But it's just like, bro, we're laughing too, but it's at you. Fucking weirdo. 313-585.
313-585. Hey, what's going on, man?
First time calling, my friend. Can you get off a speakerphone?
Yeah. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm going to get him play this first time caller intro. Let the world know your name, where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
My name is Marcus Young, calling out of Detroit, Michigan. And Ness, I just wanted to just give you a heads up, man. I appreciate that documentary you did at Wildest Camp. I thought that was awesome, man. I watched that a couple times. And especially when Deontay said that Alabama Slammer, that had me nervous. But man, you guys have one of the best shows on here. Again, too, I feel informed. I appreciate you guys. And as far as these numbers, man, that's outstanding. And I'm happy for Wilder, man. I was nervous during that fight, but he pulled it through. And heard Ortiz and them want to have a rematch. I hope he don't take the rematch anytime soon. I hope he unify and then fight him later. That'll be a great fight.
Well, all right, Marcus, thank you for calling in. Where did he say he was from, Matt?
Detroit.
In the D. Thanks for calling in, brother. I'm happy to hear everybody happy for Wilder, too. People are getting behind him. We only have one thumbs down. People are in good moods today with this news of 1.1 million. We finally have a heavyweight champion that we could get behind here in America, and it's great. So if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. Helps with the visibility of the show. And, you know, it gets new callers in here. You know, your heartfelt, real, honest reviews, you know, probably gives the right motivation for some of those callers that have not called in just yet to voice their own opinion on certain topics. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel so you can get those notifications. If you click on the notification icon so that, you know, you can get notified every time we do go live. Matt, I should have never said we only have one thumbs down. Four jerk offs was like, aha. 346-770. 346-770. I bet you that was Scorsese hit the thumbs down.
Yo. Hello?
Yes, sir. First time caller?
Yeah, buddy. Well, I've been listening to the show for like a while since you had the mother host in here. But I mean, yeah, I just want to say it's a great fight, bro.
What's your name? What's your name, brother? Where you calling from? Talk to us first, man. What's your name?
It's Oscar from Stretch City, Texas. You know what I'm saying? Got to represent for my Sean Lowe's and Earl Spence.
We're
the truth out here.
Well, talk to us, Oscar.
But it was a great fight, man. So I had Ortiz winning like most of the rounds and shit till Wilder just dropped them. And I don't know what's up with these judges, because if he would have went the 12 rounds, they had Wilder winning. So I don't know. I like Wilder. He's the truth for real. He got that one punch power. I don't know how he'll take Joshua's punch though, because to me, they're top three right there. 1, 2, 3. I don't know in what order. But, I mean, that's why we going to watch the fights to find out who's the best, right?
That is
but,
true.
That's about it, bro. I just wanted to call one time and shit. Show love to the show, man. Y'all subscribe and like. My boy Ned's putting in work.
Yeah, I just want to say, you got his name, right, Matt?
Yeah.
All right. I just want to say really quick, I know that I don't know if it was him or the last caller, you know, gave me credit on the documentary. Listen, that was a team effort for sure. It wouldn't have got done without Mickey and Enrique and Matt and myself. And obviously everyone else on the back end promoting and pushing and giving ideas, you know, sending various tweets to get it out there in the right eyes. So this is always a team effort. There is no I in team on the Boxing Voice. That's for sure. And those that stick around truly understand what team and teamwork is all about. We're going to William in Baltimore. Talk to us. William,
253-227. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm actually out here in freaking Seattle, but I like the viewership. I mean, 1.1 million and freaking... I think Deontay Wilder, he's on the right path to be a superstar. And anybody that's hating, they can kiss my damn ass. You know? So all those haters out there hating on Deontay Wilder, they need to shut the hell up. So, you know, that's pretty much all I got to say.
All right, William. Well, you keep enjoying the fights, my friend, and thank you for tuning in to the Boxing Voice. We do appreciate every last one of you guys. Matt, you know what time it is, and if you don't know, now you know. But on the way out, yo, yo, a million here, a million there, a million here, I'm in a million something underwear. Yo, that's pretty good though. 3 years, man. I mean, now Keith Thurman. Hopefully Broner and Jesse crack it now. Broner shows his, the networks like, yo, give me that 1.2 every time if you want these numbers. You know? Final thoughts are, this is not only good for Deontay. This is good for you, the boxing fan. Good for the community of boxing. Anytime we can see, you know, the numbers go up, we must be happy. It's good for me as a podcaster. It gives me more to talk about. Good for you as a listener. It gives you more to listen. Don't forget to tell a friend that this is the best boxing podcast in the world, and you can do your own, I guess, Good Samaritan duties by heading on over to The Boxing Voice on iTunes and dropping us a 5-star review so that other people can stumble across this great show. I want to thank everyone that listens, everyone that has dropped us a 5-star review, and subscribe to us on all forms of social media, Instagram, Twitter, etc. We appreciate it. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Make sure you hit that notification bell. You never know when we're coming back. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Matt.
I am Matt. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TV on Instagram, and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Plus, of course, patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. The best boxing content out there for extra hours. I mean, tons of hours of content. from pinning eight count to entitled to overtime. It's lit. Should be fun. And we're definitely going to be back, I think, later for a show. Maybe not right away like we were for this show. I got to run some errands. But, oh, wow.
Future, present, past. Hit that thumbs up button. Don't be an ass.
Okay, Info Joe.
You know?
Peace.
Ain't no show without Info Joe. But when he ain't around, I'm the top dog, yo.
Yes, before you leave.
Before I leave.
Give me for my birthday tomorrow.
Your birthday's tomorrow. You a Pisces kid. So all fish, I'm going to give you a hook. Ha! Yo, we out. Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.